Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. It is time for some NBA news and notes, and it has been a very busy Friday. Right off the top, the Cleveland Cavaliers this afternoon, they fired their head coach in David Blatt. It's such a pleasure to welcome back in studio with us our very own Joe George from YSR and co-host of Nothing But Net. And oh, by the way, he had an outstanding show last night with former NBA player Troy Hudson. Good evening on this chilly Friday.
I know, it's like cold here in Texas. At least we're not in Boston or anywhere that's getting like 30 inches of snow. So I'd rather be cold in Texas than be in Chicago or in Boston or anywhere like that.
Well,
but it's been a crazy day.
It may be cold outside, but it's warm in studio and we've got a lot to talk about. So what is your reaction to the news of David Blatt's firing?
Well, he sure screwed up, because David Blatt at one point in time had the opportunity to be the assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. And, I mean, he could have taken that Golden State job, and he could have been the assistant coach that Luke Walton was, and he would be the hottest coach in basketball right now. He messed up by taking this Cavs job, and I think he kind of should realize that now, but I'm not shocked that he got fired. I said last night on my show, I think it was time to let him go, and I don't think they're done yet. I think there's more to come.
You ever seen a team fire their coach when you're first place in the Eastern Conference? And last year, they were two wins away from winning it all.
Well, this is actually the first time it's happened to the first place team with the best winning percentage since 1970, since when the conferences were created.
Okay.
A team that was this successful fired their head coach. I mean, they haven't lost a game to anyone in the East since December 5th. Like, I know it's so odd, but it still seems like the right move at the same time to fire him. It's a very bizarre situation almost.
Okay, so what about the direction now that they will take? Ty Lue, I mean, it's not that he's going to finish out the season, and here we are at the midpoint of the NBA season. Why do they feel like this is the right guy? And what kind of connection is he going to have long-term with LeBron James? Because obviously LeBron, he's running this team.
Yeah, because I know there's the Brian Windhorst is saying that LeBron wasn't consulted. I don't buy that. I'm like everyone else on Twitter and everyone else in the media is just basically laughing at that quote, because you know this is LeBron's decision. You know that LeBron wanted this to happen. And I don't know what the direction is with Ty Lue, because I'm not convinced that he will be the coach next year. I know they signed him to a multi-year contract, but we see this all the time in college sports. They sign extensions and then they leave. They go to the NFL. They come to the NBA. Brad Stevens was on a huge contract when he left BYU. It just happens. If Tom Thibodeau is out there and he wants the Cavs job and LeBron wants Tom Thibodeau, if LeBron wants anyone, Lue is gone. It's just that simple. What LeBron wants, he's going to get. So for now it's Lue, but until he crosses LeBron, well, then he's in trouble.
We're going one-on-one with Joe George, our very own, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're breaking it all down. The Cleveland Cavaliers fired their head coach in David Blatt. So my next question to you, Joe, is does LeBron James, does he have too much power?
Absolutely. He really does have too much power, because he is the head coach. He is the GM. He is the star of this team, and I know he's the best player in the world, but Michael didn't do this. Michael did not have this power to say, hey, the only time he did was he didn't let Isaiah Thomas play on Team USA. Very different circumstances.
Sure.
There. I mean, LeBron wanted Kevin Love. He wanted them to trade Andrew Wiggins. You know, he wanted to go to Cleveland. It's one of those things to me that LeBron just, he has all these ideas, it seems like, and he's pushing for them, and just it doesn't seem to be clicking. He's trying to replicate what he had in Miami, and I don't think he can at all.
All players should be treated the same and be held accountable. Do you think that's where perhaps David Blatt, that he lost the respect from the team?
Well, how do you hold LeBron James accountable? I mean, he's the best player in the world. It's, you know, I don't know like what Phil Jackson
is, but you have to.
Yeah, you do. But LeBron does his job. I mean, LeBron plays defense. LeBron plays offense. He's not going to put 40 every night, but I mean, it's the rest of the guys. It's Kyrie Irving's just still getting back from his knee injury. He's only played in a handful of games since he came back in December. Kevin Love's not playing well. Tristan Thompson's not playing that well. I mean, you do have to keep your players accountable. And maybe David Blatt just wasn't that guy at all.
Well, LeBron James, he certainly has all eyes on him now and a lot more pressure, and perhaps he's like, no big deal. He'll embrace that because it's championship or bust in my eyes.
Well, I think it is championship or bust, and I know LeBron last year when he signed with Cleveland, he said that he wasn't, you know, not to expect a title for Cleveland fans. Don't expect one the first year. But, you know, they're going to do what they can, and he wants to bring one to Cleveland. I think it is a championship or bust, but even before this move, I didn't think they were going to win. And last night, what did they do? They whipped on the Clippers.
Right.
I mean,
so much for getting fired on your job.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, they get killed by the Warriors. They come out, they slam the Clippers, and then they fire David Blatt the next day. I don't understand what the Cavs are doing, because it almost seems like they should have fired him on Tuesday, not today. Like, I really don't get what they're doing at all.
Well, I know you're a big NBA junkie. You watch a ton of games, Joe. What do you think is the biggest change that they've got to make and implement right away?
Kevin Love doesn't work with his team. They got to trade Kevin Love. And I don't know if it's right now. I don't know if it's the offseason. I don't know who they're going to bring in. But I don't think Kevin Love, this combination works. They need to get depth to this team. They need to let Kyrie, you know, be the number two option and not have to worry about Kevin Love. You need to build role players on the roster around LeBron and Kyrie and not just all these superstars. And I think someone does have to convince LeBron that he doesn't be the end-all be-all of decisions and whatnot, because it's not working so far. And I know he orchestrated the Miami thing like we talked about, but this isn't Miami. You know, this is an older LeBron. This is a Kevin Love who is still yet to never play in a playoff game, a Kyrie Irving who can't stay healthy, who needs to dominate the ball just like LeBron does. I think Kevin Love is not a part of this team in the future. I really don't see them winning a title with him on the team.
What about for the Cavs moving forward?
Well, they're the best team in the East. They've only lost 11 games this year, and I don't think anything's going to change. I don't think there's going to be a way to quantify the change with...
they've got to close that gap with the Spurs and with the Warriors.
Well, yeah, but you can't quantify that until there's a championship series. You know? So really the only way I feel like you can honestly see physical proof of a change is if they win a title this year. Because they're the best team in the East. They have 11 losses. They're 30-11 right now. How much better can Ty Lue really do with the same roster and team? I don't think there's going to be a way to really tell like what the difference is going to be going forward.
Okay, they do have an incredible roster. You're talking about potentially in the future some of the moves that they will make. Who would you maybe like to see lead the way for the Cavs down the road?
As a coach?
Yes.
I think Tom Thibodeau is the right decision. I think Tom Thibodeau is absolutely 100%.
We don't want him down here with the Rockets?
No, I mean, it's like my biggest nightmare as a Bulls fan to see possibly Tom Thibodeau go coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. But with Team USA, they have a relationship there. Tom's an assistant coach for Coach K. He knows LeBron. And he knows Kyrie, and he knows Kevin Love. So if there's going to be a landing spot for him, I think Cleveland makes a lot of sense. If it's not him, honestly, I think they need to go. Maybe it's not Ty Lue, but I like the Derek Fisher, Jason Kidd kind of direction teams have gone. I think that could potentially work really well. That can relate better with the players. So, I mean, Kobe's not going to coach, but someone that's going to retire this year that could make an impact as a coach on this team, I think that would work pretty well.
I think it'd be pretty fascinating to watch the dynamic between a Tom Thibodeau and LeBron James, how he would, perhaps react and respond to his coaching. Because
the biggest problem with there is LeBron would be upset about his minutes, I think, because Tom Thibodeau doesn't care about minutes, and maybe that would change if he went to Cleveland, because he works his guys to death basically on the court. I mean, that's what he did in Chicago, and that's what he's going to do anywhere is my guess. So I think it would be a really interesting dynamic for them going forward.
Always a pleasure to catch up with our very own Joe George. Listen to him and Troy Hudson on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern Time on Nothing But Net. They open up their show with a little Curtis Blow. You gotta love that.
Thanks, Biggie.
Oh, you bet. Much more straight ahead, the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at YSR.